That is our official start of the meditation recording in progress. Oh, welcome. Nice to see you. Invitation is to settle into your posture. If you have a device, to please put it away, turn it off so that it does not add to the soundscape of this urban center. And notice your surroundings. Take a minute to look around. Make eye contact, if you like, with the people on either side of you or behind you. Smile. And feel welcome in this community, this online community and this in-person community. I don't know if those of you on Zoom can see, but some of the people in the hall are waving at you. Now that we've gotten that important bit of introduction out of the way, please invite your attention inwards. Maybe softening your eyes. Having your gaze be soft. Letting your tongue and lips be soft. And inviting your gaze to go inward, closing your eyes if that feels comfortable for you. And if not, having them downcast at a 45 degree angle. Not particularly looking at anything. Allowing your attention to scan through your body. Noticing relaxation or tension. Energy. Or stillness. Noticing any impulses to move or shift, and inviting the attention to settle, to rest here. Supported by your chair or cushion, supported by this sangha, and supported by the boundless strength and capacity of the bedrock far beneath us. Can be helpful if you haven't already to take two or three slower, more intentional breaths. As deep as feels comfortable. And releasing the out-breath. Perhaps inviting it to be just a little longer, slower than the in-breath. And after two or three of those, allowing the breathing to be normal, natural. Whoever it wants to be today. And tuning in, attuning to the most easeful, obvious place in the body. Where the sensations of breathing present themselves. In the belly, diaphragm, chest, or perhaps at the nose or tip of the lip. Feeling contact with the sensations of breath or whatever anchor of attention works for you. The coming and going of sound or more general embodied sensations are both lovely ways to stay present as well. Letting go into the moment. Attuning to the differences at the beginning of an inhale or sound as it persists and as it fades or changes. And softening, relaxing into the still point in between. Inviting any thoughts of there and then, was or will be, to fade into the periphery, fade into the background, and committing, establishing awareness at the forefront of attention. Noticing this breath, this moment of awareness. As the attention gathers and settles within, the invitation is to expand the scope of awareness, if that feels natural. Noticing, for example, the vibrancy of breath and sensation through the whole body. The flow of sound, feelings, internal phenomena. And if that sounds distracting, the invitation is to continue dedicating the attention to the details of whatever anchors you to this moment. Noticing the difference between sound and thoughts or attribution to sound, just hearing, just this. in the last moments of this meditation. The invitation is to open the field of awareness, of sati, mindfulness, into the immediate past of this sit, and gather up any moments of clarity, presence, peace or contentment, any of the good stuff, gather it up in your heart, in your mind, and let it soak, steep, savor. And from that place, any moments of difficulty, inevitable destruction, the invitation is to hold that with kindness, care, and finally, as you do this, to turn your internal gaze towards the others in your life, friends, colleagues, fellow community members, those barely known, encountered in shops or on the street. And if it feels right, wish them well. Send a pulse of kindness, goodwill. May our practice here together, each and every one of us, be a cause and condition for greater peace, awareness, kindness, compassion, and freedom in our hearts and all of the hearts that we touch. I'd like to invite you to take a moment and again notice your fellow Sangha members online, in person. You don't have to look at them if you don't want to, but just awareness of their presence. And take a moment to wish each other goodwill. Send a little pulse of friendliness around. It is truly a rare and precious thing to do this practice and to do this practice in community. Community of people dedicated to transforming our hearts and minds and those around us. So thank you. So, friends, today I would like to offer some perspectives, brief perspectives on the Buddha's teachings of awareness, mindfulness, but a particular kind of more mature awareness that in the Pali, the ancient language of the Buddha's teachings, is sati, mindfulness, sampajana, which means something like full awareness or mindfulness of context. It's a little bit being aware that we're aware. But more than that, it's being aware of the conditions that surround us. Like right now, you might be aware, because I've highlighted it, that you're sitting in community in a Dharma center. So, Satisampajana is part of the very core teachings of this tradition in the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. It's repeated over and over again. And one of the ways that the Buddha talks about this is as being aware when moving, when stretching, when reaching out, when grasping something, when pulling your arms back, when walking, when looking, when eating, sitting, standing, lying down, urinating, defecating, drinking, speaking, remaining silent. You get the idea. It's kind of a comprehensive list, right? Pretty much it's intended to cover everything. And so the invitation with full awareness is to take your practice off the cushion, off the seat. Take it with you in your day. And none of us are perfect. It's not going to happen all the time, right? But to start to notice the moments that you're more present, when the sunshine or the breeze is more vibrant, when the food tastes more fully, when you're simply aware, oh, I'm standing in the grocery store line without checking your phone or being in a rush, just standing next to other humans who are also standing. It's that simple. It doesn't have to be complicated, right? So you might ask, how come? Why bother? That capacity to know that we're present and to know that we're aware is the underpinning of awakening itself. It's onward leading. And the more you celebrate it when it arises, whether it's in a formal meditation or wondering about your day, guess what? The more it wants to arise, to anthropomorphize it a little bit. Appreciation and curiosity cultivate more of this awareness, more of this mindfulness of context. Okay. So this can happen when you're doing pretty much anything. I have been training for years, more years than I can think of, with a teacher who really focuses on daily life and awareness of awareness, or noticing that we're noticing. And something that she recommends, and that I'm going to recommend to all of you if you want to, there's no homework, but you're welcome to do this over the next day or week or hour, is to pick one activity in your daily life, if you haven't already, and let that be a mindful activity. So mine for the last decade or so, one of them, there are many, is washing dishes. It can be a chore. It seems never ending. However, it can completely transform if it becomes an act of presence, being aware of doing it, noticing the feeling of the water on your hands, the feeling of your hands rubbing something, the context, oh, cleaning, making something nice, noticing the attitude towards it. Is it grumpy about drudgery, or is it an act of generosity to yourself or your housemates or your family or your kids. That transforms an activity. There's an ancient wisdom story about bricklayers or stonemasons. It depends on the version of the story. And the interlocutor, the narrator, interviews three of these, talks to three of these stonemasons, one after the other, and asks the first one, "What are you doing?" "Oh, this job is a drudge. I'm cutting stone, I'm laying stone. I'm getting enough food to feed myself. It's the way. I hate my job. I'm doing it. I have to do it." Okay. Our narrator goes to the second stonemason, maybe, 100 feet away, not far, doing the exact same work. "What are you doing? How come you're doing it?" "Oh, I'm so grateful. I get to spend my whole day outside. I'm working to feed my family, to give my kids an education, and I get to spend time with other people. I feel grateful. I'm making a wall. I'm making a wall for a building, for a castle." Okay. Our narrator goes to the third stonemason. "There, what are you doing? How come you're doing it?" And this person is lit. He is totally happy, present. "Oh, I'm cultivating greater awareness in the present moment with every act I do. And not only that, look at this. I'm contributing to this cathedral. This structure will be here for thousands of years with our human effort. It will serve humanity. I feel completely blessed and grateful to be part of this." Same job. Now, I'm not saying you have to have that attitude about your dishes, okay? Right? But to keep in mind that part of mindfulness is noticing our attitude towards what we're doing. Am I aware? These are little Vipassana koans, I call them. Can use it in meditation or daily life. Am I aware? Ask yourself that question right now. It's a trick question, because if you can ask it, the answer is yes, right? Automatically. Next question. What am I aware of? Might be different for you than me. I'm aware that I'm sitting in front of a fairly large group of people talking and adjusting my microphone. What's obvious in this moment? What's obvious for you right now? For me, it's the depth of the breath, the feeling of weight in my seat and ankles, the temperature of the air meeting skin. Notice. What about the space in the room? Are you aware of that? All of this falls into Sati Sampajana, encompassing awareness of context. Next question. What's the attitude or frame of mind in this moment? Bored, skeptical, fascinated, peaceful, happy, distracted? There's no wrong answer. It's all just part of awareness. That's it. The Buddha never instructed us to get hostile to the way our minds are acting. The instruction is to notice, notice, notice what's happening, notice our relationship to it, and notice the effect. The core of Buddhist practice is how we relate to experience. I'm going to say that again. The core of Buddhist practice is how we relate to experience. One of my teachers, Ajahn Suchito, says it's where we stand in relationship to what's happening. So all of that is full awareness. And most of us, most of the time, we have access to little bits of it. And just appreciate what you got access to. Because that appreciation, that feeds the awareness. It feeds the wisdom and causes the practice to get deeper and broader and richer. So, the playful assignment, should you choose to accept it, is to pick something, anything simple in your daily life, and do it with awareness. And if you come back next week, let me know how it goes. Thank you for your kind attention. We have just a moment or two for announcements. And Manny, I'll give you the mic.
Just because
it's better in all kinds of ways.
I'm going to go off script a little bit because lessons for this kind of wisdom, years of experience. I need this. And whatever you can donate helps the community, helps the teachers, helps yourself, helps everything. Thank you. I'm losing it. Whatever you can donate is deeply appreciated. And thank you.
Thank you, Manny. Thanks for coming today. Makes my life a whole lot easier. And to just add to that, this is an entirely generosity-based center. Please don't feel obligated, especially if it's not within your means to give financially, but consider how you might pay it forward with your practice, with what you receive. You could be volunteering here. We have volunteer opportunities. If you want to know about them, I can hand you a little piece of paper. Also, the most important gift you can give is your practice. Give your presence, your good heart, yourself, to yourself, to those you love, and to the world. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
May the fruits of our practice together be of benefit to all beings. May all beings be free from suffering and causing suffering. And may all beings know the highest joy of awakening. Zoom people, good to see you in your little boxes.
Thanks, Dawn. Be well, everybody.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.